Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Darnold lobs it left for Herndon. The tight end makes the catch and carries along the near side. Tackled by Michael Jackson. He's in the box score. The defensive back for the Pats.
That should do it.
And the final play of the 2020 NFL season for the Patriots and the Jets. And the Pats win for a 10th consecutive time over New York for the 18th time in their last 20 meetings. And the Patriots do finish the race with a victory today.
Yourself, could you, so?
You know, you loved it.
I knew it was coming. I'm like, oh, I know why we're playing this.
It was either me or Mike Reese. Mike Reese always does the moonwalk thing or something cheese ball-y.
Yeah.
He did it, too. He moonwalked his way to the tackle. Yeah.
How you boys doing? Good?
It feels like we haven't worked in like a year since last year.
We have not.
Technically.
Not worked in some time. Welcome back. Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey.
Happy New Year, Hardy.
This year's going to be great.
The best ever.
I felt it. I felt the change at the stroke of midnight.
Everything's fixed. Everything is better now.
Did you actually see the ball? Or did anybody stay up for it? Or
I did.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you watch those? I stopped watching when the Gronkowski and Steve Harvey thing. And you know, we love Jenny McCarthy. It's Super Bowl week, but those shows have gone so down since Dick Clark went and passed us.
Yeah, it was so good when Dick Clark was on.
It was the best, man. It
so
felt like
now.
You stayed up with your parents and watched. And what do you mean?
Oh, it's your show of shows.
It's the same crap. It's always been. Sure, it is.
That's like iconic. It's like it's gotten so cheesy now.
I forget what we were doing. Everybody was up though, and at some point, someone said, "Oh yeah, turn on the TV." Blah blah blah. Okay. So we turned on the TV, and I guess there was a ball, and it dropped. I was barely watching, and afterward, all I remember before I turned the TV off, the Goo Goo Dolls were playing. Like, what? This is who you roll out for your big New Year's Eve celebration?
Well, they just rolled out previous New Year's celebrations. No one knew the difference. They figured it'd be better to have a crowd shot, you know?
Oh, Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah, that's great.
Happy New Year's 1999. With their new hit, Slide. All right. So yesterday, Patriots wrap up the season. As Bob Soucy said, they finished the race with a victory. Doesn't feel like they won much this year. 7-9 they finish. And I think back to the conversations we were having at the start of the year about what they could be and what would their record be and all the predictions we made. And I remember we were doing the over-unders and we kept posing those questions. With the, well, are they closer to a
what's more
6-10 team? Or right, exactly. What's more likely? And every time we sort of did say, well, they could be a 9 or 10-win team, but what are they closer to? Are they closer to an 11-win team, or are they closer to a 7-win team?
Yeah, the closer always went down.
Yeah, and we always did go down on the closer. But they did still, even with that, even with us saying, well, I'd err on the side of down versus up, or fewer wins than more. They still underachieved in what we thought they would be. I think pretty much universally. And I know there will be like that one guy who said, oh, no, I called it. I knew they were going to suck. Okay. Well, congratulations. You win today. Today's your day. You win. But for the most part, everybody here, all three of us, Jim, Tebow, everyone that is in our orbit, and the majority of our callers all said they'd be better than what they were. So why were we wrong? Where did we go wrong in this? Why did we have this wrong? is sort of my question now that it's over.
But I don't think we had it wrong by all that much. I mean, there's levels of achievement. I think at, you know, 10-6 or 11-5, they would have overachieved.
11-5, 10-6 have been overachievement.
Yeah, I think what I expected them to achieve was about 500, maybe 9-7. So they slightly underachieved. And if you want to, if you still want to like task us with explaining why we were wrong, you know, by a game or two, I'll put it on one person, and that's Cam Newton. I thought. Well, or the quarterback position. How's
offense.
That?
I would say
it's the quarterback position. It would be a combination of Cam not being able to do, you know, a requisite job of being a quarterback in today's NFL, and also right behind it, Jared Stidham apparently not being ready to come in and play quarterback in the NFL. That's what I would hang it on, those two right there.
Unless there was some preseason deal made with Cam that, okay, you come here, you take what we're going to give you. We will start you the 16 games if you're healthy. And that will help you get some of the money that maybe you thought you could have earned elsewhere. But, again, I just think you put it on the whole offense. And I think Josh, and I'm not putting that on Josh, I thought Josh was squeezing blood from a rock, given what he had. You look at Bill's comments, you know, just, you know, limited at the receiver position with Edelman getting hurt. Really, were they expecting like 16 big games from Edelman? Like, did the game two happen against Seattle and they just thought, boy, Julian's going to give us a hell of a lot more than what we anticipated from a physical standpoint? Like, the knee was going to hold up. Like, they know the knee is what it is, and it was going to be sort of on a pitch count, like Amendola when he was here. I just think it's the offense in totality. And I go back to Cam's comments last week where he said, what's the one regret you had? I said, wish I could be immersed in the system and this and that, but this system is so stripped down. I played in this offense. I understand this offense. I've covered this offense for the last, 20 years and saw it evolve. It is so minuscule compared to last preseason when they gave it to Stidham and they were in trips bunch and motion and he was in the gun and he's throwing off the back foot, seam routes, in cuts. I don't know what happened with Stidham. There's something that's political that went on there. He wasn't going to get in. He wasn't going to start a game, no matter, regardless of what I think, you know, the record is. And as the season went on, I tended to be fine with it late in the year because I just thought the offense was such a mess. The offense was a mess this year. And I thought you could have got by in some games. Like, Denver shouldn't have happened. You shouldn't have had the embarrassment about Denver coming in and playing the way they did. You should have been able to pop Buffalo on the road up there. It comes down to the offense, key turnovers. You know, the inability to put a team on your back. And even at the end of games or halves, like, they couldn't even go 2 minutes. Like, they don't have a two-minute offense in the National Football League, and that's saying something. You watch that game last night. Two bad offenses going at it. This whole league's about offense. You watch Aaron Rodgers throw the 5 touchdowns the other night. Buffalo, it's offense. The game is predicated on offense.
So I would say, number one, for me, Cam Newton. I thought he'd be better. I was all in favor of Cam Newton coming to the Patriots back in the spring.
We had a good start.
And I thought it was intriguing, and I thought it would be better than what it was, and it wasn't. And he has declined, and he's not the same quarterback that he was a few years ago. And so, number one, that has to be on the list. That has to be the number one thing in terms of what we misjudged and thinking they'd be better than what they were. Because, Hardy, I get what you're saying. Like, we weren't off by all that much.
Yeah.
But on the eye test, didn't it look a lot worse than you thought it would?
Yes.
Even not just record-wise. I mean, just watching it week in and week out as we did.
Right.
Looked a lot worse than we had ever imagined it was going to look.
And everybody keeps bringing up the Brady stuff from last year. Well, Tom Brady in his last 9 games, you know, his numbers are compared to Cam Newton. Even though we were watching that team ended up, 4-5 over the last 9 games, it didn't look anything like this.
No. And is why, though, I mean, the way it looked pretty much the entire season. I know they got the win to start things off against Miami, but that was running the football in a way that we all said back at the time that's not sustainable. So, you know, I really do reject the notion that Bill Belichick. Reject the notion. I heard it last night, Zoe, and I know you just said it again, but the idea that Bill Belichick sat down with Cam Newton and or his agent and said, "Here's the deal. You are going to start, as long as you're healthy, you're going to start all 16 games, regardless of how you perform and how it looks, and that's that. I promise you and I guarantee it," and he's stuck to that. And that's in totality, the reason why Cam Newton was the quarterback. It has to be more than that. That can be a part of it.
Yeah.
But it also has to be Stidham nowhere near ready. Or something else at play. Just know I gave him my word. I told Cam that he would start every game. What if he's terrible and can't play at the position? Nope, I gave him my word. On what planet does that happen? Especially with Bill Belichick and the Patriots. What are we saying? Do you really believe that? That's the reason why Cam Newton started every game is because maybe Bill Belichick gave him his word that he was going to start every game as long as he was healthy and he wasn't going to go back on that? Like, on what team would that ever happen? Especially
I don't know. And there were good three or four opportunities, three or four games this year where it looks like he played himself off the field.
Yes. Thank you.
From frustration of, like, you know, the three turnovers or just the awful picks in the coverage. And I'm like, that would have got me out of the league in two games. You know, two appearances like that. Yet he had three or four dismal appearances like that that should have got him off the field, and it didn't. And that says something about the other guy or the decision-making to not put the other guy in.
Right. Imagine that four or five times you thought that he played his way off the field. And I'm with Hardy on this. The coaching staff looks at it and says, well, yeah, he hasn't played well, but he's better than the other guy, and we're still going to keep playing him because this is better than the alternative, which is quite damning for Jarrett Stidham going forward, that he was not able to earn his way onto the field this year. And there are two guys that started games for the Patriots, and one of them was Brian Hoyer, okay? So he didn't even make his way onto the field in any meaningful starts or snaps. He was in there in garbage time. He was in there when games were already lost. He was not in there when it actually mattered. He couldn't get himself onto the field after being crowned by some as the heir apparent. Rodney Harrison had some really interesting comments over the weekend about Bill Belichick being embarrassed by this team. And also yesterday, reports on Cam's future. We assume he's gone, right? Like, this is over now?
We
hope. You know?
You.
Don't you'll hear Adam Schefter, Bill Belichick, all of that. And what Rodney Harrison has to say about the Patriots season. He spoke to the Herald over the weekend. That's on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
And the Patriots quarterback Cam Newton sounded resigned this week for the fact that he'll be moving on from New England. It looks like he's looking for something different. The Patriots are looking for something different. Both sides enjoyed their relationship, but both sides expect that it will take them to a different place.
There was a report on ESPN today that there's an understanding between you and Cam Newton that you'll be going in different directions this offseason. Is there an understanding that this was Cam's final game?
Yeah. Well, is that another one of your anonymous reports?
That was from Adam Schefter this morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Adam said. You should talk to Adam about that then.
Bill, just a quick follow-up. I appreciate what you said on the question about Adam, because he had reached out as a colleague of mine, and he wanted to just make sure that what he had said was represented accurately, that it wasn't a report. It was part of an overall discussion. And just getting away from that overall, how would you just sort of describe what you learned from Cam this year, just being with him every day, you know, and what that was like?
Yeah, I think I've covered that quite a few times, Mike, and I mean, nothing's changed.
Wow, what a scene after the game last night. You heard Schefter's report pregame on the morning shows, Sunday morning news dump, dressing it up as an opinion. It's funny, we had this discussion on the pregame show yesterday, Gasper and I, talking about what Schefter had said, and we did have the discussion of, what is this? Is this a report or is this an opinion? And we both agreed, it's a report dressed up as an opinion. That's what that is. Someone's feeding him that information. That's informed opinion and speculation. It does, however, leave Schefter an out to say what he said to Mike Reese. They're all just playing the game. Here's where I thought Bill screwed up yesterday in that answer. I don't think that's what Adam said.
Bill knew, that means Bill knew exactly what the report was or what he told Schefter and how.
Or what he told Schefter. That's not what I told Adam. Wait a minute. Guy, wait. That's not what I told him.
How would Bill know what's going on with Adam Schefter on a Sunday morning when he's got he's got a 1 o'clock home game? What are you doing? You're sitting around watching SportsCenter?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't think that's what Adam said.
Well, why is that, Bill? There's two plausible explanations. One, you either talk to Adam, or two, you sat in your office on game day watching ESPN Sunday Countdown. Which one do we want to believe? I mean, what do you think is more likely there?
Both. Both.
Both? He's in there in the morning, kicking back, watching Schefter? That happened at about, what, like 11 a.m.? 10:30 a.m.? What time was that? It was. I think it was somewhere around 11 when we grabbed the sound and we used it on pregame. Like, a couple hours before kickoff, I'm sitting back, kicking back in the office with my Sunday morning coffee, watching Schefter and company. What? I don't think that's what Adam said. That's not what I told him. That's not the report I told him to give.
That's good.
Thought it was funny. Like, who cares? The reporters have their panties in a bunch over that.
Right.
Who cares,
in fact,
guys?
He reached out to Reese and said, hey, man, make sure Bill clarifies it because I don't want to screw this up. I talked to Bill, and I don't know what I got wrong here. Just clarify.
No, but did you see all the tweets last night from the reporters? Like, go to this timestamp in the video. This is a report. Like, who cares? Guys, they're 7-9. Everybody's a little aggravated. Who cares, right? Let's hope it's true. Let's hope Cam Newton's not going to be here. And I advocated for them to go get Cam. I was in favor of them continuing to start Cam right up until about a week ago. And so, I was in the Cam camp. But how could they do this again? They made no progress this year. None. They made no progress in getting their next quarterback. How can they do this all over again?
You can't. You can't. You absolutely can't. I mean, how many times did we hold our breath every time the offense took the field? Like, they're going to screw this up. Like, you never saw it build. You never saw the slow build as to, okay, we could do this. You saw the development of Gunnar Olszewski as a returner, as a punt returner. You saw him get progressively better from the middle of the year on. Like, he's giving you something there. You watched Kyle Duggar play. You could tell that guy is getting better. Winovich, I thought, is getting better. The more reps you get him, the better he gets. You can't sit there and say that with Cam Newton.
No,
or anybody on this offense. Like, Harris is better. You know, the more you give him the rock, the better he's going to run it. But other than that, nothing else with the offense. My God.
The last hope that I held out was that yesterday he would view this as his audition for his next job with the next team. And that, you know, he would just go out there and leave it all on the field and chuck it all over and maybe loosen it up, maybe run the ball a little bit. And sure enough, on that first drive, I mean, that 49-yard carry and a couple of passes, I'm like, this is what I was hoping for. It's not going to change my opinion on having him here next year, but good for Cam. Second time the Patriots get the ball. 3 and out, and I think it was a 3rd and 5 on that 3rd down. He gets to the line and sits down. I'm like, well, this has been a pet peeve of mine for years with that second drive. You know, that just comes out guns ablaze, and we got the best, you know, 8 scripted plays in the whole business. Watch this, ba-choo, 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 touchdown. Second time you get the ball. Oh no, that's all we had. And sure enough, that's all that Cam had. Now, he played well at times throughout the rest of that game. I thought it was his best game yesterday.
That's a bad football team. That is a bad football team they beat. You understand that?
But they've lost to bad football teams, sure, too. And, you know, like they lost, you mentioned the Broncos earlier this hour, though.
18-12.
Right. Now, the Broncos have a better defense, as Perillo quickly pointed out to me yesterday. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's not the same thing. But they've still played poorly against bad teams. Yesterday, they played pretty well against a bad team. And Cam, I think, had his best game. Was it enough to change your mind?
No.
No.
No. Oh, God, no.
I mean,
no, because you could go back to the numerous bounce balls or missed throws in the game where he actually had guys open. They actually threw the ball to the tight end yesterday. You know, I mean, they actually ran an H angle for a touchdown on James White. He's wide-ass open against zone. That's a great call. That's where the hell has this been? They flipped it out to Sony Michel in the right flat. He ran it in 31 yards.
So is there any way you would accept Cam coming back?
No.
Any scenario? There's only one I can think of, and there's no chance it happens.
He's not going to be the backup.
Exactly. We've talked about this. But the only way that it would happen is if he's reached some sort of zen point in his life where he says, I just want to be around a football team. and I enjoy being here, and I enjoy being coached by Bill Belichick. Things he said yesterday after the game, not about being a backup, but just about how he enjoyed the experience here. He did call it a stint, and he was talking like a guy who's either moving on or retiring. But if he reached some point where he said, I'll come back and do whatever you want. I just like being around here, and I like being around a football team, and football's in my blood, and I don't care if I'm the backup. That's the only way I would accept it, and there's no shot of that happening. None. So it's over.
I think retirement is in play for him.
I think it is, too. I listened to him yesterday, and I didn't really fully buy that yet. I don't know, man. He talked like a guy who was sort of at peace with what he had done in his career.
This guy's
sort of over.
This guy came here. He gave you everything he did. We appreciate that. He made it through 16 games, which is tough to do in this league because it's a bruising league. He said all the right things. He's handled himself well. He got voted team captain. And it just didn't work. How does he come back, you know, former team captain last year, and ride the bench? He's not a bench rider to me.
So I think you hit on it. 16 games. Isn't there some pride in that as a player that you didn't go out with an injury, you didn't flame out at the end because of a couple of bad injury years, and instead you came back and you played through an entire season?
He prides himself on that. He does.
And I think a lot of players would.
No, I think it, and I think that is what he's going to take first and foremost. I played for Bill Belichick. I made it through 16 games where a lot of you people that passed on me last year thought I couldn't do. And I'm going to immerse myself in the free agent market right away. And we're going to see if I got any takers. Because if I got a taker, I'm going to hurry up and jump on it and get in there, and I'm going to work my ass off. But if I'm going to sit around and nobody's going to take a flyer on me again, I think that's where I did everything I could do. I proved I was healthy. It wasn't perfect. But if I don't have any takers, I'm not doing this again, coming in and competing with a fourth-round pick or, you know, a journeyman. You know, and then it's going to be like up for debate who should play. That's not him. That's not his persona. That's not his ego. Cam's a starter to me. He's not a – I think he'd be a distraction as a bench guy. And believe that or not, and that's not saying he would do anything, but just the Cam people would cause a stir if things weren't going right, you know, and if he was riding the bench.
So Rodney Harrison talked to Karen Garishan of the Herald over the weekend and was asked about Bill Belichick and how Bill Belichick is going to respond to the year. And he said, Bill's a competitive guy. He's not doing this to lose. He's not doing this to come in second or third place. And then he said that this season, quote, puts a fire up under him, all this embarrassment. It's not just the players, it's the coaches too. They don't like having people laugh at you. Plus, Bill knew he was going to take it under the chin this year, but he's going to have some leverage next year to go out and get some better players. Should they be embarrassed with their season? Are they embarrassed with their season?
I guess it's a better question
based on Rodney Harrison's comments.
It's sort of uncharted territory for many years for him to sit there and talk about, you know, the failures of the year. But I think he does pride himself in, I think I learned as much as I could. We had to coach different this year. The players came in and competed, and I think Bill accepts, you know, losing. And not that, like, hey, we want to lose here, but if these guys gave me everything they could give me this week, and you could just tell that they kept applying the coaching that they were taking, and they never lost the team. That says something.
It does. But I think Bill's
embarrassed to be under 500, sure.
Right, and today's, though, it's today. There's more teams in the playoffs today than any other time in Bill Belichick's coaching life.
Yeah.
There are more teams advancing to the playoffs, and his team is not one of them. And so it would have been a tough pill to swallow in any year. This year, you had an extra team getting in, and you still weren't close.
Right.
You were out with weeks to go. But that has to burn him on some level.
Sure.
That's got to really eat at him.
I think he thought maybe we could scheme this thing. We could just protect the ball, don't turn it over, play good special teams, let's get going on defense. And it just never came to be for him.
But as Rodney said, they have leverage now to go out and have a big offseason. That includes what we now know is the 15th overall pick. We'll talk about that, the pick that they got going forward. How's that pick going to impact what the Patriots do this offseason? That and your calls, 617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand back here in the new year. Hardy has headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's the commissioner.
New England Patriots. New England's first choice in the first round. Quarterback, Tony Eason, Illinois. Next up, Atlanta.
Okay, so the quarterback of this day, the fourth quarterback to go, first Elway, then Blacklegs, then Kelly, now Tony Eason has gone with the New England Patriots, and that more or less confirms what we've just been bouncing back and forth as to their plans.
That's right. With Eason there, they didn't think he was going to be available. There's some scouts who think that down the road, Eason's going to be a tremendous quarterback. Of course, now they have three quarterbacks there. Perhaps there might be a subsequent deal now involving one of them, Grogan or Kavanaugh.
Oh, man, the draft was electric back in 1983. Woo!
Come a long way.
The Oz, the coverage, the reaction from the analysts on the panel. 1983 NFL draft. That's the last time the Patriots had the 15th overall pick. They took a quarterback, Tony Eason. But they should have passed.
When did Marino go that year?
He went 27th, right?
27th. Oh, yeah, late in the first round.
What a bum.
Yeah, was it? Elway went one. That's right.
And there's some guy who thinks he roams the aisles at Lowe's down in Plainville.
That thinks I'm Tony Eason. That's how great the Tony Eason story has evolved in New England.
That's an 83. Why does it sound like 1933?
Because I mean, that's what 83 sounded like. You just don't remember it.
Hardy, coming out. You should see the video. They were coming out of a report on John Elway that he was going to stay in baseball, but it was a black and white, like a live shot, black and white.
Black and white live shots, 1983.
You can almost hear like the announcer like taking drags off a lucky strike.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are now. The Patriots of New England, their professional football team. They're close to Boston. And everyone's wondering with bated breath as to who they're going to select. Here we are. Apparently now the pick is... Oh, no. We're going to step aside for these words from Geritol. For your tired blood, take Geritol. Now back to the National Football League draft. 83!
And the
Tony 80s
Eason.
Were supposed to be like hip.
So they took Tony Eason at 83. 10 years later, they took Bledsoe in 93 in the first round. And here they are again with a first-round pick and a need for a quarterback.
Yep.
Here they are.
Here they are.
Here they are. 15th overall. This part is what's like, this is what hurts about that win yesterday. They win, and then they could have had the 12th overall pick had they lost. They could have gone as high as 10 with some help, but if they didn't. So they end up actually going down. They started the day at 14. Now they're at 15. If they were to pick, forget a quarterback, but if they were to pick an offensive player, right, because they have needs.
Yeah.
They need, they did have some production from the tight end position yesterday. That was new. They do need receivers. And so depending on who's available as a veteran quarterback, maybe they're not using their first-round pick.
There's more people in that top 10 that are interested in quarterbacks than people think. And I'm starting to believe that this run on quarterbacks is going to go. And if you're not a top 10, you're going to be out on the outside looking in.
I would agree with you on this. We yesterday on Patriots preview, we're discussing the number of teams that could potentially take a quarterback ahead of the Patriots. And if you think after maybe picks 8, 9, 10, okay, there's still some guys on the board. You then got the Denvers and Carolinas that are going to come out of nowhere and take quarterbacks.
Yep.
And you're going to watch
I honestly
them disappear
think,
right in front of your face. They're going to be gone.
I honestly think they could go 1-2-3. Because I don't know if the Dolphins are sold on Tua. And I know it's early, but they got a lot
of picks.
I would
agree with you on that, but here's a good question. Do you think a year after drafting him, they're going to spend another first rounder on a quarterback? I don't either.
But then, I mean,
and if they did, not that high. No.
They would. They trade back. They trade out of the pick. which, by the way, the Jets could do, too, if they decide they're sticking with Darnold.
True.
So there's potential for a lot of movement there. But as you said, Zoe, there's a lot of teams that could take a quarterback. There's a lot.
I think top five, you're going to know what's going on. Like, you're going to start having to figure out, what do we need to do to get a guy? And you don't want to be left there sitting there and have to do, like, okay, if Mac Jones falls to us, then we're going to take him. If that's not even the guy you had number one, two, or three.
So by the way, we've spent now 40 minutes talking about how the offense was the biggest problem on the team. And if you look at where the Patriots are slated to draft at 15, if they were to take an offensive player at 15, it would be the highest offensive player they've ever taken in the draft with Bill Belichick as their coach. They've never drafted an offensive player that high.
Yeah.
The closest thing to it was Nate Solder. He went number 17, and that was a decade ago. He went 17th overall.
Right.
They now have 15. So what do you think they will do with that pick? And I think a big part of it depends on who becomes available at quarterback prior to the draft. I think that's going to obviously determine what they end up doing. But if they don't have a quarterback by the time the draft rolls around, they might consider just using the pick on somebody and taking a quarterback, regardless of whether or not it's their top guy.
You got to understand what are some of these quarterbacks and why are they even being considered that high? Like, I saw a picture floating around the internet, like the Alabama team picture from like a year or two ago, and the wide receivers are walking together, and it was Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs III, who's the other one? Judy, and it was somebody else. Jim, forget the other Alabama receiver went high.
Like, yeah, Waddle. That was one recruiting class. That was freshman year.
That's a class. Like, the four best wide receivers in the league in college football are on one team and went to one team. And you wonder why Tua had good numbers. And you wonder why Daboll had success there. And you wonder why Mac Jones is having success there now. Like, that's high-end stuff right there. That's a hell of a job recruiting. And how the hell are you not relying on Nick Saban to draft one of those guys? Of all the Florida and Ohio State connections and Urban Meyer, you're going to go draft those guys as opposed to going
why
to Nick?
Is it? It's a good question. It's a very good question. So why is it that you rely on Nick Saban to get, Anthony Jennings, but not one of those receivers? Why does that keep happening?
Ending
up with the Anthony, and that's not a knock on Anthony Jennings. There's
no.
Definitely potential there. But how about any of the receivers out of Alabama? Why can't the Patriots get one of those guys?
They have to trade up for
Saban.
Him.
Because of the Saban connection,
you've got to spend real
draft capital on it, and this is what goes back to this original point of mine. They've never drafted an offensive player this high because Bill's not an offensive guy at heart, right? He's a defensive coach at his core. Is he going to be willing to do it to like pull the trigger on investing in his offense, whether it is at the biggest need, which is quarterback, where you got to just keep taking swings until you hit? Or is he just going to go draft another, defensive end, which can help your team in a significant way?
Oh, they need that too.
They need linebackers. They need help in the front seven. They need edge guys. They need all of that. Can he bring himself to say, I've got a top pick. I've got a high pick in the first round, second round. I've got a good pick slot here, middle of the round now. Can he bring himself to just upgrade his offense? Can he do that? Is he going to be willing to do that? Which, by the way, will become an even more significant need if Josh McDaniels walks out the door this offseason.
Oh, my. Yeah. And you have Adam Gase in here calling plays with no talent.
Oh, Stop.
Oh, you think that's not a reality?
Get ready for it, Darty.
Buckle up, cupcake.
It's happening.
He goes, he likes Gase. I've done a lot of shows with him. He likes Gase.
Well, what's not to like?
I think he likes that he's in New York or Miami and he can win games against him. And he appreciates that because you help him get to that Shula total. But you want to cover that Google-eyed guy for like the next 2 years?
Let's talk about, Jimmy G could be available. There's good news on that front. If you're on board with Jimmy G, he could be available according to a report yesterday. We'll tell you all about it. And again, we'll get to your calls coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rumors about Jimmy Garoppolo. All kinds of rumors, and maybe this is just a reporting of the rumors, but it gives it a little bit more credibility in that Chris Mortensen of ESPN, I know Patriots fans have their thoughts on Chris Mortensen, but he says, quote, most league insiders believe the 49ers will move on from Jimmy G. So it's not only a rumor and speculation among media and fans, it's going on in the league. There are people talking in the league about how the 49ers will likely part with Jimmy Garoppolo. And maybe they've put out some feelers on potential trades for Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe that.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Adam said.
Well, I mean, you know, give him some credit there, Bill. I mean, you just texted him this morning with it. Jimmy Garoppolo could be free. He could be available. And if he is, what excuse would Bill Belichick have for not making sure he ends up with Jimmy Garoppolo? Would there be any reason why the Patriots could get away with watching Jimmy Garoppolo get traded to another team?
Yeah, that you've predetermined that we're going to look at our spot at 15 and look at the collateral to potentially move up to select a guy we think that could be our next quarterback. That's the only other way. Or are you going to bring Wentz in? Are you going to bring Trubisky in? You like those guys better? No.
Okay, even if you – do you think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to cost a first-round pick?
I don't. Maybe
couldn't
no.
you do both?
I don't.
You could do both if you do believe you need to draft a guy as well. You could have both. You could have the best of both worlds, Jimmy and a first round pick on a quarterback.
How pissed would you be?
So, or you
how
could
pissed?
Have Jimmy and Florida's tight end, or Jimmy and Jalen Waddle from Alabama.
Good. Yes.
Right.
You could it makes it look at things. It differently, right?
Right. Absolutely. 100%.
My thing with Jimmy Garoppolo is, if Bill feels like Jimmy Garoppolo was his next guy and that was the way he was going to continue the program and continue to compete at a high level, and that guy is now available, and the cost will not be exorbitant. It might be a second-round pick again, but I don't think it's going to be exorbitant. It's not going to be restricted to the point where the Patriots won't have the assets to do the deal.
Oh, I agree.
He's got to do the deal. He's got no choice.
You have a great working relationship with them there. Like, you took care of him, and I've never heard Bill. I've never heard Bill talk about a backup. But, man, he's a good player. They're getting a good player. He's getting a good coach. And we just want to – whoever talks about helping facilitate the trade to take care of the player that you're dumping. Bill would send the freaking Jamie Collins and him to Cleveland. Send him to no man's land. I mean, you know, no comment regarding that.
Wanted to put Jimmy in a place to succeed.
Oh, Jimmy. You know,
wanted to give him a good spot.
Oh, he's the guy. He's the guy they thought was the next guy. Absolutely 100%.
So how do you not bring him back? How do you not do that deal? He's the one that got away, Bill. Go ahead. You got assets for him when you moved him. Turn around and get him back. They don't want him anymore. You've got an opening. You have to go get that player now. You have to go get that player. And you have to answer your own question or your own, really, Bill's own hypothesis, which is, we're going to continue to win with Jimmy Garoppolo. The move for Bill was moving on from Brady and moving on to Jimmy G. And it apparently pained him to move Jimmy G to San Francisco. Well, guess what? Weird twists. Things happen. You can get him back now. And it won't be a ridiculous ask. And you apparently have this wonderful working relationship with Kyle Shanahan and the GM and John Lynch, as Zoe just told you. So let's go. What's the holdup? Get him back. Yeah. And prove that you were right. You have a chance to prove that you were right and Brady was wrong. This is the other part of it, too.
Oh, you got that guy. You got that guy coming in here next year, too. You host Tampa.
Bill can check all the
You better have a quarterback when number 12 walks in.
Bill can check them all off. Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know what that matters. Like, you know, it's one game. It's one game.
Oh, please.
You better have a quarterback.
All the scoreboard people, give me a break on that one.
I see, this is the thing. I think Bill needs to just win again. And Jimmy represents the best opportunity to win games again next season right away. Those other guys in the draft could be really good.
It's the quickest fix. It is the quickest fix to get back to what you were. Seriously.
Plug in a quarterback who knows your entire offense, has been here, has been coached here, all of the above.
Hey, and honestly, maybe with throwing camps and OTAs and all that, Asiasi can maybe give you something. And I'm not saying as a starting tight end. I'm saying as a backup. But go out and get a $4 or $5 million tight end, a guy that could function and give you something. Or through the draft, like Jim said, get the Pitts kid. He might be there if all these runs on quarterbacks and receivers start early. Pitts might be sitting there. How pissed would you be as a fan, or how about pissed would you two guys be if they trade out of 15 and move back? Seriously, after the year we sat through, after this year, and the only good thing you take from this year is the fact that, holy crap, you're the first time they're sitting there at 15 since Jim played 1983 audio with guys smoking cigarettes talking about Tony Eason. And then they trade out and then take a lineman.
Well, how far back are they trading back?
25.
And what do they get for it?
They get an additional two and a player.
This year? An additional two this year?
Yeah, and a player.
I don't know that I would hate it.
Oh, God, Beetle.
I'm serious. I don't know that I would hate that if it's a decent two.
Kay.
So, it'll be the back end of the two because it's the same team, obviously, unless they've got another team's pick in there they could throw in.
What if the player's Jimmy Garoppolo?
Bingo! Like, there are scenarios in which that's trading different. Back would be good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say that I typically don't like trading back, but not every trade back is terrible.
So you would give San Francisco 15. They'll give you Garoppolo and a two.
And a late one. Say they move back into the first round and get a late one.
Yeah, then I would do it.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, see, there are scenarios. I get what you're saying.
Talking ourselves into that, though. But
Speaking, though, you don't like them trading back. You'd rather they take the best possible player and draft at the best possible spot. I get that. But there are scenarios.
When's the draft?
April 29th.
Could you really seriously?
Of course Jim knows that. Of course he knows the date.
They were running promos for it on the college football playoffs all weekend.
Can you wait until April 29th to definitively say this guy's going to be our quarterback? Don't you feel that process needs to be put in motion way earlier than April 29th?
Which is
that's how you build your team. Who the hell cares if you get receivers?
It would be better to have a quarterback that you can trade for long before April 29th.
Yeah.
Right around the time the new league year starts in March.
You can make the trade now. You don't have to wait till draft day to make the trade.
Yeah, but you know,
trade those picks right now.
It typically won't happen for a while.
It's
how
unusual.
Often do you see a trade of picks right now?
Right. It's unusual.
But it would happen in March.
I mean, yeah, March.
That's when all the trades go down. It'd be far better to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo in March than draft a kid with the 15th overall pick and say he's our starter.
Sorry, are you going to waste your entire scouting department, which is actually outnumbered by everybody else in the league because you don't have that many people working in it? Are you going to tell them go and do all this quarterback time spent on evaluating guys, and then you know
they do that anyway. Isn't that their job?
Yeah, I mean, but they do. They kind of skim through it, but that level of importance should be huge this year, right? If you're not going to go trade for Garoppolo, I just don't want to see them waste their time doing that. Go get it, dip into these receivers, man.
Well, when they spend time on receivers, they come up with guys like N'Keal Harry. So,
did you have fun watching him yesterday?
No,
I don't know. Maybe hard from the TV end of it. Told my boy Jim Louth, who was sitting behind me, behind a plexiglass there, keep an eye on 1-5 here, this next series. Watch how he is so more enamored of the side judge to make sure that his legs are split. And I put the hand up. Am I on the line of scrimmage? Am I okay? Should I slide up? Should I slide back? And I'm going to do my stagger, and I'm totally going to not explode off the line and then go down and sort of just tap the safety. Or be in route, never turn your head back and look for the football, ever. He doesn't want the ball. He doesn't want to be part of the throwing offense. He is so okay with being a decoy.
We've got full phone lines. We'll get to him next, and we have a call on N'Keal Harry waiting from Kyle in Rhode Island, who's been waiting patiently. Let's do that right after headlines. No commercials here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Two receivers left, one right. A handoff to Michelle coming to the near side. Flips it back to Myers. He's going to throw it to the right for Cam Newton. Makes the catch at the 7. Inside the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. On the second TD toss by Jacoby Myers.
Best throw all day right there.
That was a sweet throw right there.
A Duke could spin it.
Jacoby Myers. I did enjoy Jacoby Myers talking about what he did when he started converting to receiver and watching YouTube videos of Keenan Allen. I saw some of those quotes over the weekend. Yeah, he could throw it, though, man. That kid could chuck it. I want to see more of that in the coming years. I'm on board with Jacoby Myers sticking around.
Oh, look at you now. Yeah, yeah. I thought you hated Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers fan club.
You know what they need? You know what the Jets need? They need an Ernie Adams. Because that guy, to Jim Lyle's credit, look at him. He's taking drop back pass. He was warming up at quarterback prior to the game. He and Cam Newton were throwing.
Yeah.
One guy looked better and one guy didn't. That's the, again, getting back to not to pile on Cam here, but there's your favorite receiver this year who spins it better than you mechanically. Yes.
Let's go to Kyle in Rhode Island on N'Keal Harry to start the second hour of the show today. What's
this
up, Kyle?
Better be good. What do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year. Welcome back. I just want to see you guys' opinion on N'Keal Harry not coming back next year. He's been absolutely awful. He sits down when he pees. You know, he's
oh, okay. No,
that's a bit
wasn't
much.
Wasn't that good. But here's what I would say about him potentially coming back next year. I hope not.
Mike Reese wrote? Yep.
Yeah, Mike Reese raised the possibility of him getting traded to Arizona. Arizona was apparently in love with him.
Where'd he get that
before
from?
The draft. What?
Where'd Reese get that from?
Oh, the Patriots.
I mean, just like out of the blue, Reese never hypothesizes.
Hey,
we should trade this guy to this team or that team, or does a mock draft. No, just randomly in my notes. Huh, they should trade him to Arizona.
Yeah. Hey, if that's true, if there is some level of interest from Arizona
Chandler
for N'Keal
Jones,
Harry,
yeah.
That they want him. And you see this all the time where a guy gets a first-round pick, he doesn't work out,
yeah.
And he gets traded to another team for a change of scenery. I think we've sort of seen that here. I mean, Kyle Van Noy was a first-round pick in Detroit.
Right.
He didn't work out there. He worked out here, right?
Didn't we get Joe Tooney and Malcolm Mitchell from that Chandler Jones trade out there, or one of them?
I would say that's a different situation, though.
Okay,
his contract, he worked here.
As far as history of working with Arizona,
Oh, you mean are the front office guys the same as they were a few years ago? They've had a lot of change over there.
Yeah, but I think the front office is good. The GM's good.
Yeah, Steve Keim is still there.
Keim.
Okay,
yeah.
So whatever the case may be, if they've got interest in N'Keal Harry, what will it take for you to send N'Keal Harry to the Arizona Cardinals?
Three or four.
I take any draft pick. Any pick at all. What do you got?
He's a former first rounder. I'd take a three or four.
Four? Great.
Yeah. Yep. Do it.
Here you go. We screwed up.
He limits you so much offensively. He limits everything that you want to do in a passing game.
Yep. He's just not a fit here, and he's not going to work out for us. So if you guys want him, have him.
This guy's not going to, in year three of development, find speed. Or make his big feet chop at the line quicker.
And I prefer that he's elsewhere and not on the bench here, Zoe, or not on the roster here, because there will be a temptation to play him.
That's the problem.
It's an issue. Like, he got playing time this year that he didn't deserve.
Do you know he had 32 snaps?
Get him off the field.
He had 32 snaps yesterday before they even looked his way. look, former first-round pick, 32 snaps.
Yeah.
I'm just going down and blocking before anybody looked your way in a passing game.
Is there any other way to utilize him?
Tight end.
Seriously, why not? You had a tight end out there playing.
I'll tell you why. Because you got two rookie tight ends that you should be focusing on developing and getting up and running.
I heard you and Gasper talking about this on the pregame when I was heading in.
Same reason, really.
Gasper said he got better. Gasper tried to tell you N'Keal Harry got better this year.
Yeah, but hold on. You're not doing Gasper justice.
No.
Because I said, how? I said, how did he get better? And he said he was on the field.
No. He was more explosive last year.
Year two is better than year one simply because he made it onto the field? That's the level of, like, expectation?
That is pathetic how the bar for that guy has been raised.
Was he explaining how he got better? Like, how was he able to get better?
No, he said he got
because
on the field.
He
That's
was
all.
On the field, or just him being on the field shows that he was better.
No. It was sort of tongue-in-cheek, the way that he said it.
Okay.
Zoe's making it out like he was trying to make a case for N'Keal Harry. And what Gasper was really trying to do was annoy me because I was saying that the team is worse now than they were a year ago. It was all because Gasper will twist himself into the biggest pretzel with so many different knots trying to defend Tom Brady at all costs. That's what it comes down to. And my argument was that the team was worse this year than what Brady had a year ago. And I don't know. He was trying to make some convoluted Brady argument about how Brady's the best and no one should ever say anything that even resembles a negative comment about Brady. That's what
I might get crab legs for Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Crab legs, some steamed spinach. Mm.
You want to trade Harry, that's fine. I just don't know what you're going to get for him.
I don't care if they get anything for him. I would cut him. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
I would just say see you later. If no one wants him, I'd move on.
You're not going to get a third rounder for him.
I don't think you are. I think Zoe's is cautious. You're a little over-optimistic. Overly optimistic.
I'm wishing for a third. That's what you asked me. Like, would you? Definitely not a two. You know?
Well, yeah. Belichick
and Ernie should go out and do cartwheels if they offered a third.
You're talking about getting Jimmy Garoppolo for a two. It's like, N'Keal Harry is only one round worse than that. Come on.
No. Yeah, you're right. No. The guy was more explosive last year. He had more explosive plays last year. At least you could see maybe, ooh, there's an upside if they get the ball in his hands.
Stan can't say that about one of his catches.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing yards after catch with him. It's catching down.
We didn't see any of that running stuff this year, right? Remember all the end-around stuff they ran with him? Or just got to get the ball into his hands? I guess not.
Jet sweep? Yeah.
Stan in Medfield is telling us to stop with the Jimmy G talk. Hi, Stan.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Yeah, I just think it's like this obsession with the fan base. It's like we have to know where we would be with Jimmy Garoppolo. The dude is fragile. He gets hurt every year. Do you really want to bring that type of player on and just watch him get hurt again? What was it? His ACL, his shoulder, his ankle. The dude plays like an average of 6 games or 4 games a season. Like, you're setting yourself up for failure again. It's this obsession with the fans that they have to know if we would have been better, if we would have let Tom go 5 years ago, it's not going to benefit your team.
Okay.
Oh, let's look at the mechanics in the picture. Ball's up around the ear. He's got his elbow up. He's got the point going. Formatically, everything's in line. I would pick that over what we had this year. Yes, that's why we're talking about it. I wanted Tom Brady over this guy, though. There's no doubt that they made the right decision keeping Brady over Garoppolo. But don't tell me Bill didn't think that he had the next guy. Like, we wanted to keep him. We just couldn't. Time was up. Couldn't keep him anymore. And we found the best place for him. Who does that about a backup? That was the guy. Now it's time to come back. It's time to come back home. Come on.
Come on. Hey, Zoe, do I sound glitchy right now?
You do.
A little bit.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm getting the robot.
You're popping.
Voice.
Well, Matt, yeah. What's weird is I don't. Maybe and Artie back there in studio. Do you hear the glitch? Because sometimes when we glitch, we don't hear the glitch.
No, I hear it every once in a while.
Okay.
I'm hearing everyone as a robot right now, which is really fun.
Oh.
I'm hearing what you're saying, but it's coming as a robot voice.
Nobody else hears that.
That's funny.
See, Jim's like, nobody else hears that. Like,
I'm like, I heard the caller as a robot. I heard Zoe as a robot. I'm hearing Hart. But I'm still hearing what you're saying. So it's really strange. But I would just
say that bringing it up.
if Stan thinks that fans are obsessed with it, what do you think Bill is? Like, fans don't have any personal connection to drafting him and having that be their decision and on their resume professionally. Bill Belichick is personally involved with that.
Yeah. See, quarterbacks with ACLs, once they fix it, that thing's as strong as ever. That's not going to come back. Ankles, they happen throughout the course. Shoulders, he's past that. He should be healthy. And the biggest thing is the guy got paid, and he got some experience out there, and he played at a high level to take a team to a Super Bowl. You could say, okay, he didn't do anything in an NFC title game, but he did something. He did enough there to pop him in. So you got a lot to work with there, and I think the player's still young, and he got a lot of football left.
Chris
ideal.
In the car today. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy New Year.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I get what you guys say about Garoppolo, that he knows the offense over here. But, again, he's proven that he's injury-prone. Why would we want him back?
Well, I think Zoe just sort of hit on that. Because I don't think injuries are all predictable. I get it. He's had a long injury history. I don't think his ACL is going to snap again.
Well, they fixed that.
And he's better than anything the Patriots have by a long shot.
Yeah. Do you know what we just went through? Do you understand what we just went through offensively? I mean, get past the hat and the nice guy stuff and the charisma of it all, and tell me what it is after that. There are some of the worst mechanically unsound quarterback play I've ever seen. We can't do this again.
No, definitely
anything
not.
Is an upgrade. Anything's an upgrade.
Paulie in the truck. Paulie in the truck. Welcome
holy
back,
crap.
Paulie. Happy New Year.
Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Happy New Year, lads. It's nice to be home. I missed you guys. And, you know, I listened every day.
You sound great.
And, how do you get the picture I sent you?
I did, yes. Thank you.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
That's been my garage for like 15 years.
Oh,
you guys, unbelievable, huh?
It's great. It's new color you're talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's good for the show.
Don't worry about none of that. I forgive you. I love you, man. Don't worry about it. All that crap. But anyway, can I talk about the quarterbacks?
Yes.
All right, we got. So I'm with you 110%. Garoppolo and Smith should be your veteran backup. I think he'll continue to that leg will continue to strengthen itself. He's a guy that won't turn the ball over. And I keep staring to it. I think that Smith is the kind of guy with his history, the kind of he's a power of example, lead by example type of a guy. I think he's a guy that may be able to help stabilize him and help him continue to develop. I don't give up on him yet. He's only a second year player, has hardly seen the field. You got to continue to work with him in a sane system. It was insane this year. He really hasn't gotten a break. He's been just sitting back. I love Garoppolo. He's turnkey, but I'll tell you with that 15.
Bingo. Let's stop there. 90 seconds of madness there.
he's back.
But I like his take. Here's the take. This would be the quarterback room. Garoppolo, Alex Smith, and Jared Stidham.
Why would you bring in Alex Smith if you're
couldn't
if you're
live with that?
No, I would rather bring in a veteran and another young guy and Stidham.
Okay, but there's the potential that all the young guys that are good in the draft are off the board by the time you pick.
I don't think it's reasonable to think that you'd be able to bring in Garoppolo and Alex Smith.
Why not?
What about Garoppolo, Hoyer, and Stidham?
No, I don't want Hoyer. I don't need Hoyer. I don't need that. No. In fact, I don't really need Stidham, but I mean, if you want to keep him around as your third string guy, whatever.
Right. Like, but
let's focus on the top two. If it were, I know it's a long shot. I know it's probably not going to happen. Okay. We all realize that. But if it were Garoppolo Smith, you'd be in good shape. I'd take that even with the oozing leg, Zoe. Even with the leaky leg.
Well, yeah, then forget it.
I can't bring him in with the leg. I can't. We can't do it.
I don't know if you guys were up for that end of that game. When they jumped off sides at the end of that game, and the guy just crawled over and like knocked Smith down. I was like, ooh, like it was one of those reactions. Like,
what do you do if you touch it? You feel the bone or like
you could see the grimace from Smith as soon as he touched the leg.
I can't do it.
So grossed out by the leg.
It's like one of those the tree company that comes to your house and they shred the tree. They put it through like that thing's put through a shredder.
You're convinced that the leg smells, aren't you?
I'm convinced it leaks and it smells. Yes.
Yeah.
and the dog's down there playing with it. And he'd wake up in the middle of the night, dog's licking it.
At one point, that was true. It's not true now.
I know it's not true. Don't tell. I can't. I see the little wraparound brace through it underneath the tights that he wears, and that compression, that huge leg compression, and he swings that leg. I give him so much credit for playing.
That guy's got balls of steel, man. I'm telling you.
I'm so excited when he threw that
touchdown to McLaurin.
Yes, that takes some freaking guts, man. I don't have what he has.
But I'll have what he's having.
I can't. To watch him in shorts here. Oh my God, in camp. Put your pants on.
We've got something.
It's like when Brady never wore shorts here.
Yeah,
you know that?
We've got to catch up on something from when we were out.
What's that?
Zdeno Chara is gone.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Zdeno Chara is playing for another hockey team. We'll touch on that, and also Read and React is coming up at 11:36.
Nice. Now I get in there, got a cleany leg.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Two receivers left, one right. A handoff to Michelle coming to the near side. Flips it back to Myers. He's going to throw it to the right for Cam Newton. Makes the catch at the 7. Inside the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. On the second TD toss by Jacoby Myers.
Best throw all day right there.
That was a sweet throw right there.
The Duke could spin it.
Jacoby Myers. I did enjoy Jacoby Myers talking about what he did when he started converting to receiver and watching YouTube videos of Keenan Allen. I saw some of those quotes over the weekend. Yeah, he could throw it, though, man. That kid could chuck it. I want to see more of that in the coming years. I'm on board with Jacoby Myers sticking around.
Oh, look at you now. Yeah, yeah. I thought you hated Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers fan club.
You know what they need? You know what the Jets need? They need an Ernie Adams. Because that guy,
why?
To Jim Lyle's credit, look at him. He's taking drop back pass. He was warming up at quarterback prior to the game.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.